So Aristotle says happiness is activity of the rational part of the soul in accordance with excellence or virtue. The Greek word is arete, and there's quite a lot of dispute about how to translate it, but I'll stick to virtue from now on. And he thinks that the human virtues fall into two kinds: moral virtues, in other words, virtues of character, and intellectual virtues, virtues of the intellect. And it's his theory of moral virtue that's the most famous, because he has this famous claim that moral virtue involves a mean. I'll come to that in a moment, but a little bit about moral virtue or virtue of character first. What's really important for Aristotle is that moral virtue isn't just a matter of how you act, but it's also a matter of how you feel, what emotions you have, what feelings you have. And he calls it a disposition, that's to say, a firm state of character, which disposes you both to feel and to act in an appropriate way. Now, I'm using the term appropriate. He uses the term mean, sometimes translated intermediate. And people often think that Aristotle's so-called golden mean is a doctrine of moderation. But that's completely wrong. He isn't advocating moderation. He's advocating doing the appropriate thing and feeling the appropriate way for any given circumstance. And you might say, well, isn't that rather trivial if he doesn't tell us what the appropriate way to feel is or what the appropriate thing to do is? But that's exactly Aristotle's point. He says you can't have a rule book setting out how to act in any given circumstance. So what you've got to do to become a morally virtuous person is to grow up, to be properly educated, to live with people who can set you a good example, and to learn to understand what the appropriate feeling is and what the appropriate action is in any given situation.